Now, you may have heard that Australian Red Cross Lifeblood is urgently appealing for people to donate blood and help boost critical supplies. And with me to talk about that is Gemma Falkenmeyer. Good morning, Gemma.
Yeah, good morning.
Good to have you. Can you explain why blood supplies are so critically low right now?
Yeah, there's a couple of reasons. I guess the main one is that we've been seeing incredibly high demand for blood and plasma from our hospitals over the winter months, and particularly over the last couple of weeks. We've seen demand the highest that it's been in around 12 years. But we have also just come out of a period where we've been seeing really high numbers of donors cancelling their appointments. So either not being able to make it because they're not well or not showing up for appointments. And so combined, that has left our supplies of some of the major blood groups quite low. And we are appealing for people to please donate in the coming week if they can, or the coming fortnight if they're too busy this week.
Well, what happens when stocks of certain types of blood run low? Who's most affected?
Yeah, I think it's important to say that in emergency situations, people, will always have blood and plasma, though they are prioritised, and there's no danger that those people won't have blood when they need it. But what we can see is some other patients whose need might be less urgent but still really important, like cancer patients who might be needing those donations to support them during chemotherapy, patients who are needing surgery, they can have to wait for those blood supplies. So it's really important for us that blood is always available for patients, whenever they need it.
So
I think, we do need to see a boost in our supplies to make sure that we can continue to do that.
How many blood donations do you need this week to replenish stocks, and what types are you looking for in particular?
Yeah, so across New South Wales, we need an additional 4,000 donations, and across the Hunter region, as of today, we have around an extra 600 donors that we're looking for in the coming fortnight. So that's on top of what we usually collect just to get our supplies back to where they need to be. And so I guess we are relying on a very small percentage of the population, only just 3% of people to provide that blood. And so we really appeal for anyone who might be a new donor or who maybe hasn't donated for a while to get in touch on 13 14 95 or to go to lifeblood.com.au and make an appointment to donate.
For those wanting to donate blood, where should they go and what's involved on the day?
Yeah, so the easiest way to donate is to go to lifeblood.com.au or you can call us on 13 14 95. But the website has an app where you can register as a donor. You can make an appointment to donate. It will also have information in there once you've donated, like your health statistics, so things like your blood pressure and your iron levels. So once you've done that, you can also make appointments. And the whole process itself only takes around an hour of your time. So most of it is doing some paperwork before you donate. So just asking some questions to make sure that you are eligible. And there is an eligibility checker on our website. And then the actual donation part itself is not that long. It's about 5 to 10 minutes for blood donation, and it's about half an hour for plasma donation. And then you get to sit in our refreshments area and have party pies and milkshakes or whatever snacks you like. So there's wonderful refreshment ladies at our Maitland and our Newcastle donor centres who really look after people. And then so what happens to your blood after that is we get it processed and tested really quickly. So every donation is made into, we'll help three patients. We spin it and create three different bags of plasma platelets and blood and red blood cells. And usually you'll get a text message when your blood is on its way to help a patient, which is at the moment about 48 hours later. Mm-hmm. You'll learn your blood type. You'll have the app, which has some health statistics in there for you. And hopefully you'll want to come back again because it'll be so lovely, such a lovely experience.
Well, if people are unable to donate, is there anything else they can do to help?
I think encouraging other people to donate is also good. Sharing our social media stories, organising a blood donation team in your workplace or amongst your sporting group or your colleagues is also a really easy way to help. We have lots of people that do that. We do have people also that volunteer in our refreshments area making those milkshakes. There's about 60% of the population who actually are eligible to donate. Quite a lot of people on top of that who are ineligible, but only usually temporarily. The main thing is that you need to be fit and well and healthy to donate. And there's really only a few things that will permanently rule you out from donating. Good to double check before deciding that you can't donate.
Oh, good to know that. Well, fingers crossed you get a huge number of blood donations over the coming weeks. Gemma Falkenmeyer, thank you so much for chatting
to us
today.
Thank you.
To book a blood donation, call 13 14 95 or visit lifeblood.com.au.